Joining us in our studio now is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. You brought a special guest in today.
I did.
Excited to talk to him.
Yeah, maybe on the job, like less than 14 days. We are just like, this should be just like trial by fire. Like anytime somebody is new, we should just like bring them in and put them in front of a mic and say,
hey. That's pretty much what we do.
Yes, it's great. We have our new streets and parks manager that Jess was recently hired, started on the job, I believe, last Monday. Mm-hmm. So really, really new, but comes with some great experience and background. And so I'm just really thankful to bring him in, and he can share a little bit more about himself.
Well, Charlie, welcome to KYMN Radio.
Thank you.
I don't know how regular of a part of your job this will be, but we're glad you came in today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I grew up in Burnsville. Went to Burnsville High School and knew that community service of some sort would be a kind of the career choice for me. Did a lot of volunteer work in high school and things like that. And grew up working on a farm, so nice. Just running equipment and things like that. Public Works just seemed like such a great, perfect career choice for me. So got into that right out of high school and worked as an operator for a little bit. And then was promoted at the city of Eagan to an engineering technician role. Kind of operated as a assistant manager for the streets and fleet department. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's been your job up until just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yep, correct.
How long were you there?
I was at Eagan for about 9 years.
9 years?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Is the job in Northfield has a little bit different title than what you've had before? I would imagine the responsibilities are a little bit different, but has it been a big adjustment for you?
I think less so than I thought. There's a lot going on here in town, and it's really exciting to kind of be learning about those different projects. But, having streets and fleet background, the parks is new to me, so it's been fun to learn all about that side of the role.
Have you been to all the parks in Northfield?
I'm making my way around town. I haven't made it to all of them yet.
You know, a few years ago, I was talking to one of the people in your department, and saying, God, how many parks do we have? We must have about 15 or 20. And they're like, no, we have like 34 or something, about twice as many as I thought. And this has been 15 years ago.
I think
we've added a few since then.
Yeah, so I think we have like 35 to 37, over 500 acres of parkland, right, when you include the riverfront. 76 miles, no pressure, 76 miles of roadways to care for, and that doesn't even include the miles of sidewalks and trails that are. Northfield is such an active community and such it's a wonderful asset to be able to have those miles and the number of parklands to be able to serve our community. And certainly ensuring that they're in good quality condition is no easy task. And so, yes, you'll get a pass today, but next time we have you on, you will be expected to have, rode and walked every sidewalk and trail, been to every park.
I think you're scaring them off. There may not be a next time. This is a interesting time in our development, in particular parks, well, streets and parks. We'll get to streets in just a moment. But parks, mayor has been leading the way for, and with city staff, are reinvesting, are investing a little more money, actually quite a bit more money in our parks and rec system. Have you actually been part of that in a week and a half? Are you starting to get an idea of the scope of things?
I'm just kind of scratching the surface and starting to learn about what's going on in town. So excited to learn more about all the improvements that are potentially coming. But
have you been focused more on the streets or the parks, or does it all go together in the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's all been blended together. I mean, we're doing a lot of street sweeping and finishing up sweeping town, and then just getting the ball fields and parks ready to go for the summer. So it's kind of been a mix of both.
I would imagine the city is, I'm sure, Mayor, you've heard of it.
Yeah.
We've had such a long winter this year, and really spring is that all the potholes, it's been fairly hard on it. This is not our worst year for potholes, but it hasn't been a good one. But it has been a bad year of getting out there, having the weather, the ground under the right conditions to get out there. Is there been a lot of catch up, and do you know, where are we at with that?
Yeah, that's a good question, and something I'm still kind of learning. I know it was a tough winter for all roads around the state, and just the freeze-thaw cycles just are really tough on our roads. So I think that's something we're going to attack this spring and get around to as many of those potholes as we can.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the streets. We have some street projects on right now that you're going to be walking kind of in the middle of. Where are we at with the 2023 reconstruction, Mayor? Is that are they going out for bids now? Or?
Good question. So they should be coming back soon.
Okay.
The
bid offers.
Yes, because the council did authorize that. So hopefully we'll be getting those back and they'll come within the budget that has been put forward and that we can get those done. Some of those streets coincide with some of our elementary and schools within the community. And so it's really important that we get those done in a timely manner, and that means also that we get the bids back in and we can get those contractors on the streets so that they can get those projects going for us. So, but one of the things that I would love to know more, right, is Charlie, if you could talk a little bit more about, like, what does your job entail? Like, what do you do day to day in terms of streets and parks? And I'd love to know a little bit more about that. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sure. Well, I'm definitely still learning about everything that it entails. But from what I've gathered, it's just kind of coordinating all of the maintenance of the wonderful facilities around town. I mean, like we talked about, there's 35 parks and I think about 100 lane miles of roads to maintain. Wow. So it's just coordinating all of the maintenance efforts around town and making sure that things are accessible and usable and cleaned up and ready to go. So it's I think that's going to be a big part of my job, is just kind of coordinating those efforts and meeting with the clubs around town. This is such an active community, and it's going to be so fun for me to continue to meet with community clubs and associations and just kind of coordinate those things and work within the community.
Yeah, there are a lot of clubs and a lot of organizations.
Yes,
you could be talking to. Have you got like a priority list for the next few weeks or next couple of months before the spring and summer begins?
Yeah, that's what we're kind of working on now. Our big push right now is just getting all the trails swept and the trees cleaned up. There was a lot of branches that fell in the last winter storm, so we're cleaning up those sorts of things, getting our ball fields ready to go, getting our soccer fields and lacrosse fields ready for those clubs to come in, and just kind of getting things ready for the summer.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
Yes.
I think of my yard.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I got like a couple weekends with work there, but you got a lot more. Yeah. How many employees are within the department?
I'm with a team of 12. There's 12 of us. So seven operators. We have a horticulturalist, a mechanic, and then an admin and myself. So
They're going to be busy.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting as we just had one of our first, I think it's one of our first Northfield Ultimate games out at Seckler. Mm-hmm. And Seckler just opened. But there is a lot of parkland in there, and it's baseball too, right? Mm-hmm. The parking lot had a lot of vehicles in it last night, and kids were out on those ball fields, and Seckler is kind of tucked away. You don't know how heavily it's utilized unless you're going there because you have a family member or you're participating in some sport, but there's a lot of infrastructure in there to get ready to go, and it includes some off-road kind of bike trails in there in addition to the paved trail. Most people are aware of the paved trail, but there's also an off-road sort of more of a mountain biker type trail, and there's a little bit of a skills park in there. But it's really important to get that up and ready to go, and it's adjacent to the riverfront, so ensuring that things are like dry enough so that our Northfield Ultimate teams or other teams that come in afterwards, they don't do like the belly slide in the mud, right? Because it's like serves like a water slide, you know. And so the grounds looked great last night, and I'm just so appreciative. There's a lot of work that goes in to getting fields and things ready to go for these athletic teams that are heavily utilizing them, and the importance of that for our young people to be able to be out and active in the community, doing constructive, right, engagement with one another, learning how to serve on a team is just really important. And so this is kind of that foundation, right? If you don't have a community that is cared for and prepared to be able to make that happen, then those sorts of things don't happen. And I think a lot of times people take that sort of stuff for granted.
Yeah, I've always liked Seckler because it is kind of out of sight, certainly not out of mind. You know, a lot of people use that. So, but it has a nice little kind of cozy atmosphere back there with the woods and carved out of the woods. Once again, we're talking with Mayor Pownell and Charlie Fredericks, who is the brand new streets and park manager who has just come to us from Eagan. Let's, kind of move on about what else do we need to know about Charlie?
Yeah.
What else can you, are you a,
sure.
Do you, we've talked about a lot of sports and activities within the parks. Do you participate in any of those?
Yes. I love to get outdoors and, I was talking with the mayor prior to this and I do a lot of pickleball now with my siblings. That's kind of our new thing. And I was chatting with some residents over at the Northfield pickleball courts about how the sport's growing and just I've been really enjoying that. And otherwise, getting outdoors, biking, I'm excited to utilize the trails here in town and, play tennis and really anything outdoors is kind of my thing. So,
all right.
Yeah.
And pickleball.
Nice. Yeah.
I've never played pickleball. I've seen it on YouTube being played, which I fear is kind of the same. But Craig Swenson from 50 North comes in. He has a segment once a month here, and he always invites me to go out there and play pickleball. Yeah. I haven't done it yet. One of these days, I'm going to have to do it. I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah.
Have you played pickleball?
No, I haven't. Oh, my God.
Well, I think you're first.
I'm feeling the pressure.
I'll do it after the mayor does it.
Let's do a radio show out on pickleball court. Yeah, there you go.
We'll go live from the pickle courts.
Nice.
All right. We're just about out of time. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you guys go?
No, it's an honor to be here and to be serving this community, and I feel at home. And I'm so prideful, and it's so cool to see a community that takes so much pride in their community, and it's going to be really fun for me to be connected to this community.
All right. Well, nice. We're looking forward to having you. Thank you so much for coming in today. Much appreciated. Mayor, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with Street and Parks Manager Charlie Fredericks. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.